first Mishnah in Perek Beis is actually quite a long one. We won't learn the whole Mishnah because we're really going to be just doing one clause. But the opening of the Mishnah is Rebbe. This is the famous Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. It says as following: Ezuhi derech yishara shiyavor lo ha'adam. What is the straight path, the right path, the correct path that a person should choose in life? That's a pretty attention-grabbing opening statement. It's not just a little detail here and there, but what is the right path for life? And says Rebbe, the answer is kol shehi tiferes lo oseha v'tiferes lo min ha'adam, which is somewhat enigmatic. So I'll do my best to translate it even simply, but that's really going to be what we're going to learn today, is different interpretations, different of the Mefarshim, for what does that mean. So, Tiferes is usually, sounds like it's the kind of thing that brings you praise. Koshi Tiferes La'osa. Now what does that mean? It's praise to the person, and praise to the person from other people. So the second half of the phrase actually I think is a little bit easier to understand. Tiferes lo min ha'adam sounds like the kind of thing that other people will admire. So even though it uses the same term, tiferes, in both parts, I don't think you can translate it in the same way. It sounds like tiferes la'oseha, it's something that's good for you, but it's also the kind of thing which will bring you admiration. Now again, what exactly this is talking about, we'll have to see in the Mefarshim. But I think even just struggling to get a basic taich, as they say, of the words, right? I think we could already make a simple observation, which is that there are a lot of things in life which we would do which would be better for us. But they wouldn't bring us any respect or admiration from anybody else because it's selfish or it's maybe not the most impressive or admirable thing, right? So that's not what we're saying. On the other hand, there are plenty of things that would win us tremendous admiration, but they wouldn't be good for us. So Rebbe is describing something which is a little bit of a silver bullet, something which should be good for you and yet still also bring you admiration, right? If you could figure that out, that would be a derech yishara. That would be the right path to go on. So what is all that? So Rav Asher Weiss is going to bring two interpretations from some classical Mefarshim, and then he's going to suggest something subtly different, which is his own interpretation. Okay? So now you should have it on the PDF. Okay? So you see here, I'm reading now from Rav Asher Weiss. I should have mentioned what part of the reason why I was attracted to this, not only because it's Rav Asher Weiss, but also, if I remember correctly, the history of this Sefer is that his wife died a few years ago. In the year after his wife died, the family got together, I believe once a week, where Rav Asher taught to the whole family, the boys, the girls, the grandchildren, everyone. He taught them Perek Yavos. They learned Mishnayos. I think actually started with Olos, Taharos or something. But at some point they switched to learning Avos. And then one of the children, or multiple children, were taking notes. At the end of the whole process, they wrote it up and turned, and eventually they turned it into a Sefer. But it comes from, I didn't read it recently, but a year ago when the Sefer came out, I read in the introduction, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that's the story. So that was obviously so touching and so beautiful. You could just imagine them sitting around the dining room table learning in the year of Avelis for their mother, for their wife, for their grandmother, and then they turned that into the Sefer. If I'm not mistaken, I think that is the origin of the Sefer. So, says Rav Asher Weiss. Perushim Rabbi Matsu Badivri Gedoli Hadoros Mekavanas Rebbe Koshu Teras Osa Viteras Omenadam. Right. Over the centuries, over the millennia, different interpretations are offered in the Mefarshim for what is this talking about. So what's the first interpretation? The Rambam. The Rambam explains HaMishnah is referring to Shabeach or the Shevach as Haderech HaMimutzat VeHamtzait Chalamidot HaMeulot. That is to say, says the Rambam, this is another example of an earlier source even, advocating for the Rambam's famous and legendary doctrine of the golden mean, right? The middle path. How so? That's what the words mean when it says tiferes la'osehu dahainu, it's good for you, that is to say, dahainu litiferes u litoeles ha'adam. On the one hand, it does have that character of being good and litoeles for you, a benefit for you. But tiferes lo min ha'adam, shigam b'nei adam, other people, Yakiru betov darko v'yifarehu alkach. They praise you for it. And as Rav Asher Weiss points out, this is actually not nearly the most famous example where the Rambam describes this. You can find it in his commentary on in the Mishnah more broadly, and specifically as well in Hilchos Deos, in the Mishnah Torah, as well as in the Shemona Prokim, which is his Hagdama to Perkei Avos. So the way he interprets the words is somewhat similar to what I was suggesting was the Pashup Shad. That is to say, if you were to do something, let's take the example of being charitable versus being a miser. So if you were to do something which is only good for you, you would keep all your money for yourself. Wouldn't get, no one would respect you. And there's all these famous legendary Hasidic stories about Chaim the miser, you know, and everyone hated him, and he never helped anybody, even though he was rich, and the Grinch, who stole Hanukkah, right? On the other hand, if you gave all your money away, people say, wow, what a person, how charitable he is. You'd get a lot of kavod. It wouldn't be good for you. You'd have nothing to eat. You'd be starving. So the Derech HaMemutzat, which is the Rambam gives us one of his examples, is a person should be charitable, but not to the extreme. The person has the responsibility to look out for himself. So the golden mean in the issue of charity versus being stingy is something which mimeila will also be good for you because you'll have enough for yourself, but it'll also, you know, bring you the admiration of others because you'll obviously have been charitable. And you could think of 100 other examples, right? Rambam talks about courage versus being, you know, right? If you're scared of your own shadow, nothing bad's going to happen to you, but people are going to have no respect for you. On the other hand, if you're, you know, courageous and you run into the fire, you know, people will admire you, but you're probably not going to last long. But Derech HaMemutzat is somewhere in the middle. So that, the Rambam, obviously the Mishnah doesn't use the term gold shil hazav or Derech HaMemutzat, but says the Rambam, that's in essence what's being advocated by this Mishnah. Rebbe is saying, and again, if Rebbe's on your team, now you're really now it's not just the Rambam's doctrine. Now we're talking about Rebbe. You don't know, he says, be a balanced, don't be an extremist, you know, drive it right down the fairway, you know, not to an extreme. It'll be good for you and good for other, and other people will recognize the goodness. That's one interpretation. Second interpretation he suggests is from the Sefer Medrash Shmuel. Medrash Shmuel was a Sfardi Likut, kind of anthology commentary to Perkei Avos. It was written by a contemporary, if I remember correctly, a contemporary of Rav Yosef Karo, who lived in Tzfat in the same time. And he, not only did he offer in this commentary his own interpretations, but he quotes, you know, liberally and by name from all sorts of other contemporary Rabbanim of his day, not exclusively, I don't think, if I can remember correctly, but certainly predominantly from other Rabbanim of Sephardi lineage. But it's a very, very important, again, it's like we call it an early Achron, but a very, very important commentary, you know, somewhat early interpretation of the Mishnah. And it's a Perkei Avos, and it's an anthology. You will typically have multiple interpretations of any one Mishnah in the Medrash Shmuel. So here he's giving one particular interpretation, which is found in this important Sefer Medrash Shmuel, who says as follows: Pirush, Shekavanas HaMishnah, Lamidos Sheben Aram Lachavero, Shehein, Hein Tiferes Laoseu. That is to say as follows. Says the Medrash Shmuel, unlike the Rambam, who says this refers to theoretically all mitzvos, it's not which mitzvos, but how. Don't be an extremist. Moderation. Says the Medrash Shmuel, that the Mishnah Rebbe is coming to advocate for a certain type of mitzvah. Specifically, interpersonal. Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. That is to say, says the Medrash Shmuel, the types of things, the Hainu, La'Kadosh Baruch Hu Yitzher Adam. When it says, Tiferes L'Osehu, until now the way we translated it, the simple reading of the Mishnah is, it's good for you, the one who did it. What's the good way of life? Something that brings praise to the one who did it. So the Medrash Shmuel understands more homiletically that it means it's talking about you, who made you. Do what is the best thing you should emphasize in life? The kind of thing which is admired by Osehu, the one who made you, i.e., God. But also, ach yesh behem gam tova v'hatava l'adam. But they're also going to be good for the person, not for you and the other person, but for God and for you. You are in the Mishnah according to either interpretation. But according to the Medrash Shmuel's interpretation, you're the second half of the phrase, not the first half. We read the Mishnah, and the Rambam and most Mepharshim read the Mishnah. Tiferes Laoseu, that's you, and someone and the other people. Medrash Shmuel says, no. Tiferes Laoseu is to Hashem. He made you. And Tiferes LaAdam, and it's good for you. What's the thing that's good for you? Good for people. And also good for God? So says the Medrash Shmuel, wow. To a certain extent, from this perspective, says Medrash Shmuel, there is a superiority, therefore a preference, to Ben Aram L'Chaveiro over Ben Aram L'Mako. How so? So he explains. Because Ben Aram L'Chaveiro have a double value and a double benefit, which Ben Aram L'Mako does not have. They're gam tiferes laoseu. They are a mitzvah, no less than the ben alamakom. But they also have a interpersonal, societal, human benefit, right? You could believe whatever you want to believe about shaking a lulav as cosmic and metaphysical, but basically you're doing it because it's good, because even whether we understand it or not, Hashem says it's a good thing. But Hashem also says tzedakah is a good thing, and that's not only good because Hashem said it's a mitzvah, it's also going to be good in this world. Tiferes lo min ha'adam. Very, very fascinating. So, I don't want to digress too much on this, but you should know there are other, in other contexts, there are other mefarshim who also, there's a rush, for example, in Peah and other places that says that all things being equal, there's a certain superiority that Beram L'Chaveru have, Obenaru L'Makom. So this is not, again, it's a more, I think it's a somewhat unique and creative way of reading the Mishnah, but the actual opinion is not so radical, it's not so unheard of. It's radical in the sense that it's not the way we typically think. Right? The average person, I mean, I don't just mean the average secular person, that's obvious. I mean the average religious person, for sure, right, assumes that Ram L'Makom is more important. Right? I have a whole drasha, which I'm certainly not going to give now. It's a little like an hour shir I often give on Pesach. I haven't given it in a few years, Taka. Maybe next year I should give it on Pesach. It doesn't have to be. It's actually related to Pirkei Avos, to Sefiras Omer. But all about Rabbi Kiva's students, and Ben Amla Chavero, and Derech Eretz. And one of the points that I make in that speech, which is based on an insight in an article by somebody named Rabbi Aaron Hirschfried, who was Chassidish, Talmud Chacham, was also a PhD in education, and who taught for many years in Stern College and Azrieli, Dr. Fried, my wife had him in graduate school. And he has a paper, an academic paper, which he studied, this is a sad point, but he studied how come, unfortunately, so many yeshiva graduates don't have the Derech Eretz. You know, everyone complains about it. They learn all day, and they don't have good midos at the pizza shop. You know, they spend all day learning, and then they don't help their mom when they come home, kind of thing. So he wanted to really study it. And it's a very brilliant, very insightful paper. And his basic thesis, is, if I recall correctly, is that despite, well, I shouldn't say despite, because yeshivas are often not teaching the value of it. But his point, even before you get to what the schools are teaching or not teaching, is that people are hardwired, we're predisposed to giving a superiority of Ben HaMakom. That is to say, we intuitively, maybe incorrectly, but we intuitively associate Ben HaMakom with something being inherently spiritual, and not that we don't think Ben HaMakom is important. And we know it's important. But we think of that as being good, not being religious. Mm-hmm. When you do a great, you know, you have a great davening or you have a whatever, you feel like you're a little bit of a spiritual high, right? You feel a little closer to Hashem. When you proverbially help the old lady across the street, you feel like you're a good person. But you don't feel the same spiritual high as, you know, Nila. It doesn't matter how many times. Now, his point is that there, you know, we have to educate against that. My point when I give my shir about Rabbi Kiva is I think Rabbi Kiva was teaching against that and his Talmidim didn't believe him. That's my thesis. But you'll have to hear the whole shir another time. But either way, I just want to point out that this is such an important teaching, not because no one else said it, but it's important because the average person doesn't believe it. That not only are Ben Amlachaveh are important, there might be more, the more important half. At minimum, we could say that half the stars are Deborah. So it's a minimum. That is what he's saying. Yeah. That's the idea. That's why it's Tiferes Lo'oseu. Hashem also, it's not just that it's good for you and it's good for society. Hashem wants you to do it. It's just as much a mitzvah as Lulav, but it's also all the other stuff. Anyway, okay, that's the second interpretation. Now let's go to the third one, which is Rav Asher Weiss himself. Amnam, he says, Gimel. Hergashti haklalit b'limud maseches nizgava zu. He says, he wants to broaden the discussion a little bit. He says, in general, when you look at Pirkei Avos, it's never about the specifics. Pirkei Avos are all about teaching you klalim, second line. Yisodos sharashim klalim. You have to look at broad values and broad concepts and theses in Pirkei Avos. Right? So if that's the case, let's skip to the next paragraph. V'chei nira, gam b'bir divrei Rebbe. Kol shehi tiferes la'osa v'tiferes lo min ha'adam. What does that mean, in Rav Asher Weiss's understanding? Da'al ha'adam livchon ulivdok kol ma'asav v'darkei hanagato shiye lo rak Tiferes la'osehu, tainu l'toeles gufo, v'nafsho, rucho, v'nishmato. Number one is a person, whenever he does something, just take the words literally. Be as simple as possible. Don't have to overthink this, he says. He thinks the simplest and the most broad understanding is, before you do something, make a cheshbon nefesh. Ask yourself, is this good for me? In what way? All the ways. Is it good for my body? Is it good for my mind? Is it good for my neshama? Right? There are all sorts of things, even if you're not religious, right? Certain things are good for your physical health, not good for your mental health. Certain things are good for your mental health, not good for your physical health. And both of them can be bad for your spiritual health. But try to ask yourself, is this really good for me? Is it tov lo'oseu? But then, that's not enough. Then also ask yourself, is this tiferes lo min ha'adam? V'yedas ha'brios Nocha Hemenu. Is this the kind of thing that people are going to look at and say, you know what, this is a normal thing, this is a nice thing, this is a menschlich thing. V'yiskadeh shem shemayim al yado. V'alo l'chassid l'nhog b'milsa de tamu al rabim al kader shalimdu chazal. Very important. Rabbi Shoy sees this completely, I wouldn't say, it's closer to the Rambam, but it's really different than all the ones we've seen until now. Do the right thing, but also do it in a way that is normal. So again, it's close to saying moderate, but it's not the same thing as saying moderate. It's normal in a way that in whatever given society you're in, people are going to think, oh, those frummies, they're a bunch of wackos, a bunch of weirdos. No, adaraba. Do it in a way that's not only tiferes ol adam, it's the right thing to do, it's good for you, your body, and your neshama, and your mind, but tiferes ol adam, people are going to say, oh, he's a mensch. In Ben al-Khamayro, look, he davens, but isn't davening like a wacko. He davens maybe with more kavanah than me, but in a way that I can respect, I can relate to, I can aspire to. Not in a way that it just looks weird. You have a chumrah, chumras might be appropriate. Who say, well, I mean, again, he's not saying which chumrah yes, which chumrah no. But the point is, when you're picking a chumrah, not a chumrah that people can say, oh, what's wrong with that guy? The guy came back from yeshiva, the guy's nuts. No, it should be the kind of thing that people say, oh, okay, it's not maybe what I do, but it's a mensch. Right, you go home. You don't go home and make your parents crazy. They resent never sending you to yeshiva to begin with. Figure out a way to do what you're doing. The right thing is good for you, but also in a way that brings admiration and respect. Now, until now he didn't say the words, but clearly what is he dancing around? What concept? Kiddush Hashem. Do things in a way that bring a Kiddush Hashem. And then the next paragraph he says it explicitly. And this is the famous Gemara in Yuma. Amar Abaye. Apostle says, So there's various interpretations. Coincidentally, I gave a shiur yesterday in yeshiva on the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, and I pointed out that, at least in my research, on the question of what is Avas Hashem, which I stress is not the same thing as how do I achieve Avas Hashem. I think those are two separate questions, and often the sugya of Avas Hashem is complicated and muddled because people confuse those two questions. But on the question of what is Avas Hashem, so in my research, I found six different interpretations in Chazal, which I don't think are mutually exclusive. The answer is, Avas Hashem is a very, very humongous value, which can encompass multiple things. So one of the things, which I quoted in the Shir, is this Gemara, one of the things which Chazal say is an expression of, is a fulfillment and obligation of Avas Hashem, is Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Shehei Shem Shemayim, Mit'alhev al yadcha, as Abaye says in the Gemara Yuma, that the name of God should become beloved to others, admired through you. Yes, of course. Be frum, be stark, learn in yeshiva, be close to your rebbeim, all those good things. When you act with other people, don't act weird. Don't, you know, you can't look at people in the face because maybe they're not dressed for it. No, act like a mensch with people. Treat them with respect where you'd want to be treated. So that, and how will you know if you've achieved it? Says Abaye, we're still reading, this is all still the Gemara. Ma brios amura salav, because what will people say about this guy, this yeshiva guy? Ashrei aviv shelimdo Torah. Oh, what a nice boy. His parents must be so proud. Ashrei rabo shelimdo Torah. I got to find out where he went to yeshiva. That's the kind of place I'd want to send my kids to yeshiva. That, not, oh my God, that's what that yeshiva produces. I am never sending my kids there. Oy lehem lebrios shelimdo Torah. Wow, you know, this is, if you, you know, Or, the proverbial non-firm person on the plane who sees the way this person is treating, you know, his parents or his grandparents as opposed to the way his children or grandchildren treat him. You know what, Taka? I regret not having sent my kids to yeshiva. Because if I would have known they would turn out that way. Right? So you're creating such an image of admiration for what Torah can produce. Ploni shlim de Torah. Kama noyim derachav. You see that person, Taka? Look how menschlich he is. Look how refined his character is. It comes from the Torah he learned. Look how honest and correct and proper he is. And this is what Hashem says. Hashem says, wow, look at these people. They're my avodim. Abdi Yisrael, asher b'cha espayar. Hashem is like a parent. This possible is Hashem being a parent. I have nachas. Oh, right? Now, we all know from our own lives, right? What is the greatest feeling? Is you go somewhere and say, I have to tell you, your son, your daughter, oh, the nicest person. What good midos, I saw the way, you should know. Right? There is nothing greater in life. So that is what we call creating Kiddush Hashem. Right? And that is a fulfillment of Ahavas Hashem. So that is a famous statement in the name of Abaye. Says Rav Asher Weiss, he thinks it goes back earlier than Abaye. Abaye was an Amora. Says this is really what Rebbe is teaching in the Mishnah. And this is the last paragraph. V'zeh tiferes lo min adam. Uktvarav Shor Rabbeinu HaKadosh Kein Devar HaBraisa V'Devar HaMor HaGadol Abaye. This famous teaching of Abaye is really what the Mishnah is telling us in the name of Rebbe. Mi Sheshem Shemayim Mitahev Al Yado, someone who, through his actions, through his persona, through his behavior, through his personality, people will have more respect for Yiddishkeit, more respect for Torah, more respect for Hashem. Habrios Omri Malav Ashrei Zeh Shelimdo Torah Ashrei Avav Shelimdo Torah, etc. Such a person who gives nachas to Hashem, Ein Lecha Tiferes Gedolim Izu. That's exactly what the Mishnah is talking about. What greater praise than me? A person should do the right thing because it's the right thing. Tiferes Lo Seo, do the right thing, but in a way that is Tiferes Lo Min Adam, that people will admire. Not that they're admiring you. I want to show off. They're admiring what Torah can produce. What does it mean to be a religious Jew? What does it mean to be a Ben Torah? Even, again, this is one parallel, an example of this, in my own work with the soldiers. So my partner, the founder of our organization, our parents. So we're always pushing, you know, being from the army and learning Torah in the army, and that's much, if not all, most of what we do. But he also always emphasizes the Beram L'Chavero. You're the guy in the unit with the yarmulke. You have to be the nicest, the best thing. The guy falls, you stop to pick him up. You have to do a shmirah, you're going to be on, you know, you're supposed to be on midnight to 7, come 2 minutes early. It's one of his biggest things. He always tells the guy, come 2 minutes early. At the end of the day, what's 2 minutes to you? It's nothing. But to the person you relieve, and he gets off 2 minutes early, it's everything. And he did it because he's wearing a yarmulke. Always says, you're going home for Shabbos? Bring your mother flowers. A typical soldier is exhausted, and again, I can tell you, he's a soldier family. You just spoil your children rotten for that Shabbos. Mom makes the food that, you know, it doesn't matter what the other kids want. Our chayal son is home, right? Laundry 24/7, you know, take care of him. Okay, the child's home for 24 hours, 36 hours, and he's been killing himself for 2 weeks. It's magia to the child. But we also talk, but it shouldn't just all be about taking. You come home, thank you, mommy. Here's flowers, I thought of you. You thought of me even when you were in the army. You thought of me? Yes, because that's Torah values. Keep it of aim doesn't stop because I'm a soldier. So again, I'm just giving one example that relates to my other professional capacity. But again, it's true about all these things. Do things in a way, yes, strive, be always getting firmer, always getting better, always learning more. But in a way that not people think, ugh. You know, weird is sometimes the best case scenario. Sometimes the worst than that. Obnoxious, terrible. Oh. You know, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, I know I'm going on a little bit of a rant here, but this is a passionate topic of mine. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach points out that there could be something called Lifnei Iver of people hating the Orthodox. Sometimes, oh yeah, the Chilonim, they hate us. First of all, it's not 99% of the time it's not true. They may not. They may resent certain things. They don't hate us. Why would they hate us? Very few people really hate us. But even if they'll do, said Shlomo Zalman Orbach, what happened? Ask yourself. Next time someone tells you this in conversation, oh, those chiloyim, they hate us. So first of all, who said it's true? But let's say it is true. Where did that come? They woke up one day and decided to hate us? When their mothers were nursing them, they were saying, hate the religious? Like, where did it happen? You think it's at least possible that it happened because of our behavior? Maybe yes, maybe no. But is it possible? Said Shlomo Zalman Orbach, if it's our behavior, then we were nichshel in lifnei iver. We have to act. Now, it doesn't excuse the person. If they're doing something wrong, they're doing something wrong. But where's our sense of responsibility? Then how come no one's shocked when you hear about a firm person, you know, committing some kind of financial crime? We're upset by it. We should be shocked because it should be unheard of. It should be once every few years or less. But we're not shocked at all. This is already Ma'aseh B'chol Yom. That's not B'chol Yom, B'chol Shavua, B'chol Chodesh. Again, at least in America, there are prisons that offer Mahadran food, Daf Yomi, Minyan. So on the one hand, it's good that they have it. On the other hand, what a Chil Hashem that it should be necessary. And that we should take it for granted. So it has to be in a way that people... So if a person, if one of those guards in that jail had a low opinion, or a judge who deals with that court, had a low opinion from Jews, does that mean he's an anti-Semite? Does that mean he's anti-religious? No, he looks at it and he says, the same people who are worrying about what food they're eating in the jail didn't worry about scamming people for millions of dollars. How could anyone respect that? We shouldn't respect that. Why should anyone else respect it? So yes, be from as possible. Every chumra you want, because of the hate. But do it in a way that's tiferes lo min adam, that brings people of respect. Oh, asher avim shlom do Torah, asher rabo shlom do Torah. And if not, then you're clearly doing it wrong. Again, that, you don't need Rav Asher Weiss for that, but you need Pirkei Avos for that. Rav Asher Weiss' chiddush is that he thinks it doesn't stop in Abaye. It goes all the way back even to to this Mishnah in Perek Gimel. So we saw three interpretations of this otherwise enigmatic phrase. Imir Tzah Hashem, schedule permitting, and as far as I know, it will permit. Tomorrow we will pick up with another phrase in the Mishnah about how we should be careful with all mitzvos, not just the things that we think are the important ones, but even the mitzvos kalos, which is also a very important idea. And Rav Asher has actually a lengthy essay on that. Okay. Thanks, everybody.